Cobalt. After weeks of turmoil, the Cobalt-Paul Pena Public Library Board has been advised that it is still active. Board Chair Maggie Wilson said in a telephone interview on January 30 that Town Manager Stephen Daly contacted her and advised that the board is still active. On January 30, Daly advised that he will be overseeing the duties of the library and working with the previously appointed Cobalt Library Board until a new board has been appointed by the current council. Board members had received a letter from Mayor Meta Gibson January 18 stating that the board had been dissolved. Wilson maintained the action was in contravention of the Public Libraries Act. A raucous special meeting of council took place January 25 in which about 30 members of the public turned out, most of whom expressed strong opposition to the action. The board's dissolution was not approved by council at that meeting. The council made an attempt to reappoint the library board on an interim basis with limited powers, however, all members declined. The board includes Chair Maggie Wilson, Joanne Beeson, Helen Culhane, Colleen McNaught, Reiner Milkey, and Victoria Starchik. The council turned to other candidates who had expressed an interest in sitting on the board. Past councillor Matthew Johnson had put his name forward to be considered but withdrew when asked if he would sit on an interim board. Gibson's wife Jennifer Pereira, as well as Sabrina Summersall, had put their names forward and were accepted to be on the five-person interim board. Councillor Doug Wilcox was also approved, but that left the town still too short for a board. Daly was directed by council to take over the supervision of the library until an interim board could be appointed. Wilson told the speaker that Daly contacted her January 27 and advised that he was seeking to get the existing board back to work, and later advised that the board was once more in standing. However, Daly wants to sit with us and offer guidance, to sit in an advisory capacity, and give us direction, and also just to have some authority present, and also just to get a sense of what we're doing, and in his opinion, we're doing things in accordance with proper procedure. He wants to work together with us and try to right the ship. Wilson said the board last met at a special meeting on December 1, and the last meeting before that was held on September 17. She said there is a significant backlog of business that needs to be done both in open and closed business. The council has asked Daly to bring back a proposal for an updated library policy to be presented to council for review at their February committee of the whole meeting. As it currently stands, we have almost no control over the library board, said Wilcox at the January 25 meeting. They can pretty much do what they want to do. When Wilson stood during the first part of the public meeting on January 25 and asked Gibson, "Why did you fire us?" Gibson responded, "I can't speak to that. A decision was made with the advisement of an integrity commissioner and a municipal lawyer." Wilson said she was telephoned and emailed on January 16 to attend a meeting with Gibson, Wilcox, and the acting librarian Amber Newsy. Wilson said she was not available to attend, and asserted that she does not report to the mayor, and the board functions under the Library Act. "I would like to know what the nature of the meeting was." Gibson responded that it was a second attempt at mediation. Wilson said she had not attended a first attempt at mediation. Darlene Rowe is a local journalism initiative reporter with the Temiscaming Speaker. LJI is funded by the Government of Canada.